three things God cannot do. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners. Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International. With the Gospel Light Minute X podcast, number 312, titled, Three Things God Cannot Do. I am here to remind you of what the Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. Are there really three things that God cannot do? Can't God do everything you ask? Surely God can do anything, you say. Let's take a look at God's own holy word in the Bible to see what he himself tells us. Number one, God cannot lie. Ah, you say, yes, I believe that God cannot lie. This may seem rather obvious or even a trick answer, but nevertheless, absolutely true. According to God's own word in Titus chapter 1, verse 2, we see God that cannot lie. God and God alone can make that claim. Number two, God cannot change. Oh, sure, you say, I believe that God cannot change. This is also a rather obvious truth. God tells us in his holy word in Malachi 3:6, I am the Lord, I change not. This is another characteristic which is unique to God alone. Number three, God cannot allow sinners into heaven. You say, I'm not so sure about that one. I don't know that I believe that. But do you know why we know that this is true? In fact, absolutely true. Because God himself tells us, and God cannot lie, remember? And God cannot change. Do you remember? So, if God said it, it is true, and it is true for all time. Jesus Christ spoke in John chapter 3, verses 3 and 5. Verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. You may reasonably question the truthfulness of whatever you hear from men, including myself. But what we find in God's Word, the Holy Bible, is absolutely true, and true forever. Psalm 119, verse 89 says, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." Now, if God cannot allow sinners into heaven, this is very bad news for all of us, because God also tells us in Romans chapter 3, verse 23 in the Holy Bible, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." That may be a difficult truth to accept, but accept it you must. You may have believed that you were pretty good, but you now know that you are a sinner. The Bible says in 1 John 1:10, "If we say that we have not sinned, we make him God a liar." Is there more to the story? Is there a way to get to heaven? Let's examine more of God's true words to us. In John 14:6 in the Holy Bible, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Jesus explains that there are not many ways to get to heaven. There is one way, and that way is Jesus himself, because he alone died for our sins. Romans 5:8 says, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Again, we know this is true because God said it, and he doesn't lie, and he doesn't change. The Bible states in Acts 4:12, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Salvation is only through Jesus Christ. There is an incident recorded in the Holy Bible where a man asked, "What must I do to be saved?" The answer was, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shalt be saved." You may say, "But don't I have to do something else?" God gives the answer in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." God made salvation so plain and so simple for us to understand. Simply take God at his word, dear friend. His word is eternally true. Psalm 119, verse 160. Psalm 119, verse 160 says, "Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever." You now know that you are a sinner. You know that there is no salvation in works. And you know that you must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ to be saved. Jesus commands us in Mark 1:15, "Repent ye and believe the gospel." Romans chapter 10 verse 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. If you have repented and believed on the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then you may know that you have eternal life. God says in 1 John 5:13, "These things have I written unto you. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life." In the past, dear friend, you may have hoped that you were going to heaven. Now, based upon the Word of God, you may know it for sure. Have you trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior? If not, why not today? The Bible says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shalt be saved." Saved from what, you ask? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven when you die. I call it the eternal life insurance policy, signed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you need to trust Christ as Savior today before it is eternally too late. If you're willing right now to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, that He suffered and He bled and He died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose again as the sacrificial Lamb of God who has taken away the sins of the world, that's all you have to do is look to Jesus and believe on Him. Pray and ask Him to save your soul, to come into your life, and He will. And I'll be glad to lead you in that prayer someone led me some 40 years ago. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have done evil in your sight. I have broken your Ten Commandments through lying and dishonesty, through lust after people and things, through stealing, through dishonoring my parents, and by taking your holy name in vain, and many other sins. I am guilty of breaking your commandments, and I deserve to go to hell. Have mercy and grace upon my soul. I don't deserve it. But for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins, as I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried, who died and was buried and rose on the third day. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past and to turn from my evil ways and to follow you in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you have decided to follow Jesus, if you have decided to trust Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, congratulations. Now, please email us at gls@gospellightsociety.com or my personal email, dw3@gospellightsociety.com, and let us know. Thank you for listening to this gospel presentation. To find out more about what you need to do after trusting Christ as Savior, visit GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet titled, "What to Do After You Enter Through the Door." The gospel tract this podcast is based on is published by Moments with the Book, a nonprofit organization whose purpose is to spread God's Word to the world through the printed page and other media. You can order copies of this tract online at mwtb.org. Amen. God bless you, dear friend, until next time.